Is Money Talk.
Our money is your money. We print it for you to use.
America's most trusted advisor on money matters for 25 years. Now, Bob Brinker.
It's America's Money Program, Money Talk. Coast to coast, border to border, in the islands of Hawaii and north to Alaska. Money Talk comes your way each and every weekend talking about subjects financial. We help you to learn how to become your own personal financial manager so that you can take charge of your financial future. We talk about everything from investing in those tax-privileged accounts to saving for all of those future goals, including, of course, the education of the young sprouts. The way to get that job done, of course, is acquiring the knowledge that empowers you to control your financial future. That's what it's all about on Money Talk, the strategies and the tools to achieve personal financial freedom for yourself and your family, so that someday, if you're not already there, hopefully you can reside in that land of critical mass. We're heading out to the Lone Star State. Jim, it is your turn. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Bob, this is a follow-up, I guess, to your previous caller that talked about spending down their tax privilege account, their IRA account, to meet financial goals or financial needs. And that caller also talked about taking Social Security, I assume, at his full retirement age of 66. My question is, I know you've had Lawrence Kotlikoff on before. I've talked about delaying Social Security and maximizing by taking Social Security at the age of 70. The question, I guess, is how do you strategize delaying Social Security and spending down your tax privilege account? Would you counsel someone to delay the Social Security and spend down more of their tax privilege account and wait till 70 or not?
Well, there's no perfect answer to that because, I don't like the term spending down your tax privileged account because in many cases you're not spending it down. It continues to grow. For example, today at all-time historic record highs in the stock market for those that have a balanced portfolio in their tax privileged account, especially with the behavior of the stock market, they're probably at the highest value they've ever had, even though they have taken a required minimum distribution. So I don't think spending down is an appropriate.
How about withdrawal?
That's the term that I use. And I
okay.
think, and I think that is an appropriate and an accurate description
okay.
of what you're doing. But I think that, there's no perfect answer here because if you take the money out of your tax privilege, by the way, you're not talking about a Roth here, are you?
No, of course not.
All right. So if you take the money out of a tax-privileged account or a tax-deferred account, it's going to become taxable income to you, and that means, you won't pay anything to Texas, but you'll have to pay federal income tax on whatever you take out and add it to your ordinary income and make it taxable income. So that's the negative to taking the RMD, to taking money out early before the RMD period commences. On the other hand, if you defer your Social Security, here's what happens. You increase your eventual payout by about 8% a year.
Correct.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no perfect answer to this. On the one hand, you're increasing your tax bill now by taking money out of a tax-deferred account that you don't have to take out by law. On the other hand, if you take your Social Security early to prevent doing that, you're diminishing your long-term payout from your Social Security account by not allowing it to increase by about 8% a year, which is what happens when you defer the time you're going to take it. So you see, there are negatives on both sides. It's not like there's some perfect answer to this.
Right.
So that's what you have to weigh.
So how do you make a decision?
Well, you make a decision. One of the ways to make a decision, which is very hard to do, there are no easy answers here. Let's forget the easy answers; there are none. One of the ways you could try to make a judgment, realizing that it's loose, it's a loose pattern here because you're not sure. One of the ways you could try to make a judgment would be to try to guesstimate life expectancy.
Right.
Now, one way to get, now there's no way to estimate life expectancy, but you can guesstimate it by looking at the key causes of a long lifetime. And the answer would be, you look at lifestyle considerations such as the obvious. One of them is smoking. Are you a smoker? Were you a smoker?
Right. Or look at your parents and see how long they lived.
Well, we didn't get there yet. We didn't get there.
Oh, okay.
Yet. Were you a smoker?
No, I'm not a smoker. Never smoked.
Okay. Well, that's a big deal. To me, that's a big deal because the scientific evidence on smoking is overwhelming. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's a big deal. So that's a big plus in the plus column on this very difficult exercise. Then the second thing is what you just mentioned. You go to the life terms of your key relatives, namely your mother and father in particular, but also your grandparents, and you see, you know, if they all lived into their 80s and 90s, that put a plus column down there too. That's in the plus column. If you have grandparents and parents that lived into their 80s and 90s, that's a big plus. I think it's a big plus. As difficult as this is. So that goes in the positive column. And the third one, you can't do anything about the third one. The third one is luck.
Right, that's how
you can't do anything about that one. But you can certainly do the first two. And if the first two give you an indication that you have a long lifespan, then that would encourage some people to say, you know what, I'm going to defer that Social Security because I'm going to be collecting it until I'm 99. Right?
And withdraw more money from their tax privilege account.
Well, that would cause them, well, not necessarily. They would either do that or they would find an additional source of income to tide them over on the Social Security.
Right.
One of the two things.
Right.
So that's the thought process that would go into it, Jim. And even when you're asking a basically impossible question to answer, you certainly can put some thought to it and do that kind of analysis and at least come up with some kind of an idea of what might happen. But, of course, in the luck column, you always have to score that a big zero because luck is very, very fickle, and one never knows. One never knows. It's the flight of the Starship Money Talk.
Money Talk.
Does getting something flavorful and balanced on the table feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of meal planning so you can save time and have fun cooking and eating. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing and delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple 30-minute recipes that require minimal cleanup and cost less than $10 a meal. Go to HelloFresh.com/try now to get $30 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/try now.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent.
What?
And a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Only one event unites the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Shaun White double gold. Boy, does he deliver.
See the world's best.
Lindsey Vonn is a gold medalist.
And see the world at its best.
To the finish, the Kaelin Schifrin wins gold for the U.S.
The 2018 Winter Olympics, coming February 8th, only on NBC.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
So now that you've chosen the paint, the vanities, and the bathroom tile, you still can't decide on the faucet. Let the Home Depot make that easier by saving $10 on the sleek, modern, exclusive Moen Genta. And right now, it's only $89. How's that for easy choices? The exclusive Moen Genta, now just $89 during the winter kitchen and bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 7th, while supplies last.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, this may be the last time you ever have to think about hair loss. Because I'm telling you, Bosley is the real deal. They're giving men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started on the hair gain train is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text FUN to 85850. Check them out now. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Dude, this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert, ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part, Bosley's solution is permanent. You're going to love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting FUN to 85850. Don't forget, that's FUN. To 85850.
This is Money Talk.
And of course, you can stream Money Talk on your computer, download to your smartphone as well. That's Money Talk on demand. And the investment talk is year-round. Listen to Money Talk wherever you go, whenever you like so many do, with Money Talk on demand. Listen whenever you like. Sign up at bobbrinker.com at the Money Talk on demand logo. We head out to Houston, Texas. Jim, welcome.
Oh, thanks, Bob. I have a question. I've got three Vanguard funds in my personal account.
Mm-hmm.
The S&P 500 with a big gain, the capital value with a loss, and the selected value with a loss. And just wanted to see what you thought about. First thing is whether I should keep the capital value and selected value funds.
Why do you own two funds with losses?
I don't know. I bought those two value funds about 2 years ago, I guess.
Yeah, I think you want to do some homework on that to make sure that those are losses, because it's pretty hard to lose money in a market that's gone up this much, especially this market's been literally incredible. So to be owning funds that are showing losses that you've had for years, I'd go back and make sure that, you know, that's what the numbers are, because it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So right. I would check back with them and make sure. What I'd do is I'd walk through each fund with them and see how they have calculated that you could have a loss in a fund that you've owned in a bull market. Anyhow, I'll give you, pardon me.
The S&P has gone up quite a bit, but these other ones lag.
Well, that's yeah, that's troubling. That's troubling, because if the market is going up, you're entitled to at least what the market is making or close to it, and you're certainly not entitled to losses. So what I'd be doing, if you own funds that are going down in a bull market and you want to take the loss for tax reasons, I would switch the money into total stock market index.
Oh, okay.
And then you'll still have
these two. The capital value and selected value.
Well, you'll do a couple of things. Number one, you will realize the loss for your tax return. Number two, you will keep the money invested in a broadly diversified total stock market index fund, which guarantees you that you're not going to materially underperform the market, right?
Right.
You don't want to underperform the market with that. So that's what I would do. I would, if you want to take the loss, and if you have a loss, which you want to confirm with the fund family, and you want to take that loss, I would just switch that money into the total stock market index. And then at that point, I think you've accomplished everything. And you've eliminated, potentially eliminated, a couple of losing funds.
Okay. I'll double check that the loss that they're showing on the statement.
Yeah, what I'd do is I'd go to their website, Jim, and check the performance of those funds versus the S&P 500 and the total stock market index. And let me ask you this: did you buy all these funds at the same time?
No, the S&P had a long time, and the capital value and the selected value. Yeah. I bought about, I guess maybe 2 years ago.
So I'd check back with the fund family, check on that cost basis, but mostly you can get information today at the website by checking the performance of those funds versus the S&P 500, and that'll give you an answer as to how those funds have performed relative to the broad market. And that's a great question, Jim, and I appreciate your checking in from Houston. We head to Virginia Beach, Virginia. Joe, it's your turn. Welcome. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's up?
My question, Bob, is I followed your advice for probably the last 15 or 20 years, and I'm doing quite well. But now I'm 80 years of age, and I've followed your advice very soundly, and I've done quite well, but I can't get my ratios down. I want to learn how to balance now that I'm 80. I start off about 60-40. Now I'm almost 90-10 because I've done so well. You just mentioned everything's done really well for me, Standard Poor, and with my Vanguard passive funds. How do I know when to rebalance?
Well, I think you've already answered that question. I think you're a point in the investment cycle age-wise that I would be making that change, and I'd be moving to a balanced portfolio, which would have about half of your money in the stock market and half of your money in income producing. And I think that I think you've reached an age and a time where I think it's appropriate to do that, and that's what I would do, because I think that at your age, to have a 90% equity ratio is way too high, in my opinion. I'd much rather have a balanced portfolio, a 50-50 type portfolio for something like that, Joe. And I do appreciate the call. Let's get Vivian on the line in Marco Island, Florida. Hello, Vivian.
Hello, Bob. And I just want to thank you for very much for being such a brilliant man and help so many investors throughout the years, including myself. And I am in one of those Margaritaville type thing.
Oh, that's good. Hanging out in Margaritaville. That's good.
Yes, and I do thank you very much. And it's all up to you. I'm 62, retired for about 17 years, and I just sold my Northwest Pennsylvania condo. I got about $390 for it, and I'm going to keep $90, but I have $300 that I don't know what to do with it.
Okay, now, $300,000, that's a lot of money. Do you have any tax on this condominium?
Excuse me?
Any tax on the sale of the condo?
No, it's a wash because...
it's a wash, okay.
What I bought it for and what I'm selling, it's kind of a wash.
All right, okay. Well, at least you got your money out. $300,000. Let's start out with, first of all, do you have any debts?
No.
Okay, that's good. Second of all, how are you allocated right now in your financial assets between, let's say, the stock market and income producing?
You probably won't like it, but it's about 75 stocks and rest in fixed.
Yeah, I think, and tell me, what's the size of your portfolio? You gave me the 75-25. What's the size of that portfolio, not counting the $300,000?
I would say between 9 and 10.
Between $9 and $10?
No. 9 million and 10.
9 million and 10 million. Okay. Well, then this is a very small amount of money relative to that portfolio. You do have a very, very high equity ratio, Vivian. for someone that's entering toward the retirement period. I'd say that's really high. Certainly want to rather see that down closer to 50-50, frankly, this from my point of view, from a risk management point of view. So I would definitely be keeping this money in income producing. And there are lots of things you could do with it. You could do it in fully FDIC-insured CDs and a ladder if you wanted to produce some liquidity for your portfolio. But I think the larger question, Vivian, than even this, is whether you would really want to have the equity ratio that you have right now at this point entering toward the retirement period. And so I give some serious thought, Vivian, to getting that equity ratio down into the 50s percentile away from the 75 percentile based on what you've said. That's just my point of view from a risk management point of view, and I do appreciate the call. Let's get out to the great state of Minnesota. Jean, it's your turn.
Yes, I have a mutual fund that I have at a financial firm here, and I get a letter that they're transferring it into a mutual fund. Why would they put a mutual fund into a brokerage account? I don't know why they do that, and they're going to charge $50 a year for it to be in there and $12 a month maintenance fee.
Is this a tax-privileged account?
No.
Well, you always have the ability, Gene, to switch firms, and if you're unhappy with the charges they're making, you can always switch to firms that might give you a better deal.
Well, would I have to sell it and then rebuy, or?
Not necessarily. No. Why would you want to do that? Of course, you would not want to do that, and I don't think it should be necessary. This is personal money. You should be able to transfer that account to the brokerage house or the investment firm of your choice. I don't see any reason in a personal account.
Okay.
It's a personal account. And by the way, even if it's an IRA, you should be able to do that. But in a personal account, you certainly should have no problem making a transfer. So what you need to do is do a little shopping around and find firms that will not be raking you over the coals with all of these extra charges, and then talk to them about the possibility of making that transfer. But make sure that if you make that transfer, you're going to be happy with the new custodian, because there's no point making the transfer unless they can make you an offer that you're happy with. It's America's Money Program, Money Talk.
This is Money Talk.
Does getting something flavorful and balanced on the table feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of meal planning so you can save time and have fun cooking and eating. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing and delicious menu. Then, let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple 30-minute recipes that require minimal cleanup and cost less than $10 a meal. Go to HelloFresh.com/try now to get $30 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/try now.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, send Yeti on over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
News.
Talk.
Evolve. 790. KABC.
Talk Radio 790, KABC News Update. I'm Steve Cumming. Panic struck the Aloha State yesterday when it took 38 minutes to correct a false emergency alert notification that claimed a ballistic missile was heading to Hawaii. Correspondent Ivan Watson reports on a similar situation that occurred in Guam during a period of increased tension last August when North Korea threatened the U.S. island territory with a potential missile strike.
I saw when another false alarm went out over one of the local TV networks, a civil danger warning that later island authorities had to explain away as being human error. Fortunately, it didn't result in some of the same scenes of panic and emotion that we saw in Hawaii.
The Hawaii Adjutant General said a written report would be prepared. State lawmakers announced they would hold a hearing next Friday. KABC SoCal weather, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. More news coming up and continuous coverage on KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
Your appliances should make your life easier. Save on them, and that makes your budget easier. At the Home Depot, get up to 30% savings on appliance special buys. Like a side-by-side fridge from GE in a slate finish, now just $1,098. Looks great. Makes it easier to get around the kitchen. Easier on your budget. It's an easy choice. With savings of up to 30%, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through January 17th.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
You've got skills, so why not make money with those skills? Can you mow a yard, clean a house, hang a flat-screen TV, haul off some junk? Well, check out Tackle.com. That's T-A-K-L.com. Tackle is an amazing new app that connects people who can perform small jobs and chores with customers who need them done. And the Tackle app is coming to cities all across America soon. Go to Tackle.com to see where Tackle is launching next. Just complete the 6 easy steps to register, and you can be your own boss, set your own hours, and make great money as a Tackle provider. The Tackle app is revolutionizing the way people get things done. Go to Tackle.com today and sign up. Stop thinking about making money doing what you love, and start doing it with Tackle. Sign up to be a Tackle provider now at Tackle.com.
Tackle.com.
That's TAKL.com.
One size fits all has no place in your bedroom. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep, and we know one mattress can't work for everyone. That's why we created the only mattress built for you. Go to HelixSleep.com, take our 2-minute sleep quiz, and we'll build your custom mattress and ship it to you for free. Try for 100 nights, and if it's not the best sleep you've ever had, we'll pick it up and give you your money back. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio right now, and we'll give you $50 towards your custom mattress. That's HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
Ed, get in here and shut the door.
What's up, boss?
What's up? You have to ask, Ed?
Yes, sir. Usually, sir.
Ed, you're naked as a jaybird.
Correctamundo, sir. Just as you ordered.
I what?
You told us Jimmy John's was going all natural, sir.
No, Ed. I told you our meats are now all natural.
Huh?
That's meats, Ed, not employees.
Oh, I get it now. It's our meats that are all natural.
Yes, Ed. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all natural and freaky fresh.
How embarrassing.
No kidding. It's a good thing I got to you before your first delivery.
Yeah, well, I already spread the word, sir, and...
Naked?
Oh, no.
He's what? Naked?
Naked.
He's naked.
This is Money Talk.
Uptown, downtown, crosstown, on your radio across America and worldwide on the web. It's America's Money Program, where it's all about the money. Bob Brinker along with you. Thank you for joining us. Paul is on the line in New York. Paul, it is your turn. Welcome.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Doing well. What's up?
Great. I just got a quick question for you. I'm a subscriber to Market Timer, and I want to go with a 70-30 equities bonds ratio. I'm looking at the Market Timer 3 portfolio.
Yeah.
Can you walk me through how I would do that?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to have a 70% equity ratio, but you want to use a Model 3, the balanced portfolio, but you just want to change the allocation, right?
That's correct, Bob.
I think in that case, I would just adjust those fixed income funds that you see in Model 3, and I would just adjust those accordingly to take those down from 50%, and you'd be taking them down to 20%. And I think that's the approach. I'd do something like maybe 8%, 8%, 6%, something like that, reading down the portfolio. But I think that that's the approach I would take.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Can I verify, Bob, that the bond funds would go into the tax deferred account and the equities would go
actually
into
that
taxable
actually that
account?
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense because the reason that makes sense is because you shelter in the tax privileged accounts, you shelter that interest income, and of course you already have the shelter in the tax law in terms of equity profits and qualified dividends. I think that's a good approach.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bob.
Thank you, John. Great to hear from you. John is on the line in Michigan. Hello, John.
Are you talking to me?
I am.
Oh, good. Okay.
Is that your Robert De Niro impression, John?
Oh, no. Is this Bob?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay. No, I just been waiting and driving and trying to do two things at once.
Well, thanks for calling, and I hope you drive safely, please.
Yes, I am. I have both hands on the wheel. Okay, I have a great problem, and I started working when I was 5, saving my nickels and dimes, etc. I'm turning 65, and I'm pretty sure I achieved my critical mass. But the unfortunate part is, once you have worked so long, it's hard giving up what you do. So, obviously, I could be conservative in my investing, but I'm really not. I'm about maybe 90% in stocks and mutual funds and what have you. And a lot of them are managed funds. I know you talk about unmanaged funds with a lower fee, but some funds that I've been in, I don't mind paying a little bit of a fee because they seem to be managed and they seem to perform better. But that's kind of a side issue. But taking Social Securities, when to start taking the Social Security money that I've been paying into is my real question. If I take it now with my income, it seems like I'm just throwing sand against the water. And my big question is, do I just keep doing what I'm doing, which I can till I'm 70. My wife's 5 years younger than I am. I want her to get the maximum too. We don't want to leave money on the table. We do have a huge critical mass that we saved. We don't want to lose it. So obviously we could, get out of the equities and go conservative, but or go 50-50 or 40-60. We can obviously come up with some ratio.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming 3%. I would like to live on 4%. And we have in savings about $1.7 million, and then in real estate we have another 2.5.
I would go to a balanced approach. I mean, your equity approach has done well for you, of course, but I would go to a balanced approach, which would basically be something in the area of a 50-50 split between the two sides of the allocation between the stock market and income securities. I'd go roughly a 50-50 split. And if you don't need the money, and if you think you have a long life expectancy, I cannot argue with deferring taking the Social Security longer, especially if you don't need the income. Let's get George on the line in Bakersfield. Hello, George.
Yes, Bob, I'd like to ask you about required minimum distributions. This year I've got my money in the Vanguard in your number 3 portfolio, and I have to take out about $70,000 in required distributions, and I've got about $40,000 in the money market within there, and I got another $30,000 to take out. So what's the best place to take it from?
Well, if you have the allocation you want, then I'd be inclined to take it equally on each side. If you want to keep your allocation the same, then I would do a top-down allocation, including all of your assets, your financial assets. But if you have to do it within that one account, then I would take it in a way to keep your allocation.
Okay, well, I think that answers my question, Bob. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, George. Appreciate it. And let's get Jordan on the line in Virginia. Jordan, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Yes. I'm calling about an inheritance of about $50,000, and didn't know if I should pay off my mortgage, which I owe about roughly $50,000 on at 4.25%. or should I put it into a Roth IRA? And I want to retire at 75. I'm 58 now.
Yeah. Well, a 4.25% mortgage, are you able to make the monthly payments comfortably?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And then some.
It's a little bit above the long-term rate right now, but not that much. Only a fraction of a point. And, of course, I hope you're getting deductibility in itemizing your mortgage interest.
Yeah, I don't itemize anymore because I don't have enough.
Right. Your mortgage interest is very low anyway right now with a $50,000 balance. Well, I'll tell you, I'd be inclined to use this to build out your investment portfolio, to hold on to your mortgage, because at 4.25%, you're getting the benefit of any inflation that does occur. I think I'd hold on to that mortgage, make the monthly payments in a timely manner, and I think I would take that capital and maybe use it to fund your tax-privileged accounts within the guidelines that you're allowed to do so.
Okay. Any rough idea of what a Roth IRA, I know there's different levels of risk, but let's say maybe middle of the road. I don't know if that's like asking how high is up. But
if you wanted to take a more conservative approach or some sort of a middle of the road approach, as you put it, you could consider something like a balanced portfolio. Now, a balanced portfolio typically might have about half of its investments in the stock market and about half of its investments in the bond market. This is one idea you might want to think about.
Okay.
But a balanced portfolio, where you would have investments in both the stock market and in income securities. And, again, you wouldn't have the same level of risk as somebody that is entirely invested, for example, in the stock market. You should have lower volatility with that kind of an idea. But I think that's the kind of thing you could start thinking about. Jordan, I appreciate the call. For information on my investment letter, that's Bob Brinker's Market Timer Investment Letter, go to BobBrinker.com and request a complimentary bank issue. Very easily done. Just go to the website homepage at BobBrinker.com. Click on the Request a Complimentary Bank Issue feature. That will get the job done. Mike is on the line, and Mike is in California. Hello, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hi, Mike. You're on Money.
Oh, hi, Bob. Bob, my question is the recommended investment vehicles for an infant.
How much money are we talking about here?
I was talking about doing the max, the $14,000 per year, which
I've
already done.
Okay.
This year.
What I would recommend for a young sprout would be total stock market index. You can do this at Vanguard. You can do it at Fidelity. You can do it through exchange-traded funds. One example is a Victor Tango India VTI, total stock market ETF.
Understood.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Good to hear from you. We get Ron on the line of the Lone Star State. Hello, Ron.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Doing well. What's up?
I'm a long-time listener. I appreciate all you do for us.
Thank you, sir.
I have a question. I follow your Portfolio 3, and I was wanting to know, I was thinking about, I have some cash, and I was thinking about investing in the Vanguard Real Estate Investment Trust Index Fund, and I wanted to get your opinion on that.
I would say if interest rates do not go up, you'll probably be okay. I think that is the risk.
Okay.
Because I would have to say that historically, real estate investment trusts have not done extremely well when interest rates are on the rise.
Okay.
So what I'm saying to you is that if you make that investment, you must accept that risk.
Correct. Correct.
And, okay.
And then the threat would then be to the principal, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, and then if I were going to go into it, I know that you say dollar cost average now. Is that an individual decision, or do you have any recommendations, rules of thumb on dollar cost averaging?
Well, I think it's a personal decision because it depends on the risk tolerance of the person. So it depends how much risk and how quickly you're willing to accept the risk of that investment. That's really the key, personal risk tolerance. Let's get out to Arinda. Jim, it's your turn. Welcome. Hello, Jim.
Yes.
Welcome.
How are you?
I am doing well. What's up?
Got a question about Portfolio 3. I'm 7.5 and I'm starting RMDs, and so far all my investments have been in tax-free accounts. As I start withdrawing money from the tax-free accounts and move them into taxable accounts, I was wondering what your advice would be on how to apportion my investment portfolio. I'm in your Portfolio 3.
Let me bring our listeners on the same page that you're on so people will not have their heads spinning. First of all, when our caller refers to Model Portfolio 3, he's talking about the balanced portfolio, which is published on page 8 each month of the Market Timer Investment Letter. Model Portfolio 3 is our balanced portfolio, which by definition has roughly half of the money in the stock market when it's fully invested, as it has been for many years, and half of the money in fixed income securities. That's what the caller means by Model 3. And what I would do in your situation is, if you're happy with your allocation, I would continue with your allocation after you repatriate the money over to your personal accounts as a result of your mandated required minimum distribution.
It is... Would you have a preference for certain funds in taxable accounts?
Well, I would say this, that as a general rule, and we're generalizing here, I like income portfolio holdings, like interest rate bearing no-load funds. I like those in tax privileged accounts for obvious reasons, because you don't have to pay personal income tax on the interest. I like to put the stock market portion as much as possible over in the personal side because of the preferential tax treatments that stocks get. Bob Brinker here. It's Money Talk.
Money Talk.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Now that the holiday season is coming to an end, tradition tugs at all of us to make our New Year's resolutions. So if you've been in an accident, call Sweet James. That's going to be your one-stop, top-of-your-list thing to do. Don't put off making your claim, and don't make the mistake of calling the insurance company directly. Call the only one we trust, attorney Sweet James Bergner. Call him at 800-881-2021. Don't put it off, because timing is crucial for your best outcome. Call L.A., Orange County, and Inland Empire's favorite attorney, Sweet James, 1-800-881-2021, or check him out online at sweetjames.com.
Attention car owners, you know, many of you tell me it's hard to find the time to sell your car, so you just take the trade-in value without checking out your other options like CarStub.com. CarStub.com is the new marketplace to sell a car, truck, van, or SUV hassle-free. CarStub.com's convenient service will send a friendly appraiser to your home or office and give you a free, no-obligation offer. You get more than a dealer trade-in price without the hassles of private party sales. CarStub.com makes selling a used vehicle easy, and they do all of the DMV paperwork. And if you need to upgrade to a new car, CarStub.com can help you with that, too. My friend Derek Emery, he's the owner. He's known as Sledgehammer Derek because he will buy any car, even if it's got dents in it. How much cash are you driving? Find out. Call 800-870-1841. That's 800-870-1841. Or submit your car for free at CarStub.com. Busy lives need convenience, so that's why you have to visit CarStub.com today. When you change your car, you change your luck, and you change your luck at CarStub.com. Check them out. Do it today.
What happens when a tabloid prints defaming information about a celebrity? What if you or your business are slandered on Facebook? And who is Trevor McShane?
These are the subjects this weekend on Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi, as he talks with attorney Neville Johnson, who represents studios and stars. It's a crash course in celebrity justice. Tune in Champions of Justice Saturday morning at 11 and Sunday night at 10 here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790
KABC.
President Trump cancels a trip to London because of Barack Obama.
Facebook just announced a major overhaul of its news feed.
And reason 178 to avoid the beach. Newport's full of sea snakes.
Get smart on the next McIntyre in the Morning, 5 to 10, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
One puff, two puff, three puff, four puff, five, I'm feeling real high.
I understand when there's a conflict between federal authority and federal law and state law that, you know, things like a civil war has been fought over those kinds of phenomena. But I find it so bizarre, though, that conservatives who are interested in the government not dictating how we live and staying out of our business and it being tyrannical to the extent that governments are involved in our lives, this is where they choose to intrude upon us.
Dr. Drew, Midday Live.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on 790 KABC.
This is Money Talk.
Money Talk On Demand information is posted up on the homepage at bobbrinker.com. That's 24/7 access to our current broadcast. You can go back and listen to many of our recent broadcasts as well. It's all there on Money Talk On Demand. And it is downloadable. That means you can take it with you, which is a nice feature. And if you'd like to get information on Money Talk On Demand, go to bobbrinker.com and click on the logo that says Money Talk On Demand or Money Talk To Go. And you can check out the information there. We get a lot of nice feedback from people all over the globe who access our broadcast at their discretion on Money Talk On Demand. We always appreciate that feedback as well. While you're there at the website, check out the recommended reading list in the books section. Now, we have dozens of titles in the books section. And one of the things you'll find in that book list is you'll find a lot of books that will help you to learn how to become your own personal financial manager. You know how strongly I believe in that. Our program has been dedicated to the notion that the person whose reflection you see when you stand in front of the mirror, you, that is the person that is in the best possible position to know exactly how much risk tolerance you have, what your investment objectives are, and think of how you can do it. When you're your own personal financial manager, guess what? You don't have to pay somebody else to manage your money because you are the money manager. Think of all the money you're saving year after year after year just by looking at it that way. So I'm a believer, and there's no question in my mind after doing this broadcast that you have the capacity to do this, to save yourself that extra management money, and to put yourself in a very strong position because you can pass that legacy down to your loved ones, and this legacy can continue indefinitely of having someone in your family designated as the personal financial manager. And what a tremendous gift this is to all of your family members. To have somebody in the family that understands the value of including index funds in your portfolio, as I do in my recommended portfolios in my investment letter. To have somebody in the family that understands the value of investing in no-load mutual funds. We go to the great Badger state of Wisconsin. Dave, welcome.
Hi, Bob. Thanks very much for taking my call. I've listened to you since 1992 when I found you in Lafayette, Louisiana.
That goes way back.
It sure does. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
My question, Bob, is the U.S. gross domestic product, if there's any correlation or relationship between like the big national debt that we've been running for the last, I'll just pick out the last 8 years, and with that money, we're building airplanes, tanks, new roads. and spending it with people for consumption. If we didn't have that debt with the gross domestic product, would the U.S. be in affected that much?
That's an interesting question, because the fact is that the drag effect, if you will, of that national debt is the interest. But because rates are so low, it has not been as much of a drag effect as it could be, because with interest rates down where they are, the average interest rate on the national debt now is probably as low as it's ever been. I mean, if you take the average of the total portfolio of the national debt, it's probably at or near the lowest it's ever been. It would have to be at the, with these rates. And so, therefore, it's been less of a drag than it could be. But if rates go up, then it becomes more of a drag. Because, I mean, for each 1% increase in interest paid on the national debt, we have to shell out another $200 billion to the bondholders. So that's where the national debt becomes extremely important, where it would be draining resources into interest payments, for which you really don't get much back, do you, because you already borrowed the money.
You're correct in that. And I thank you very much, because I purchased some TIPS and some I-bonds years ago, and I had no idea what any of these things were until you mentioned them on your radio show back in the 90s or early 2000s.
What base rate did you
fantastic.
Get? What base rate did you get on those I-bonds, Dave?
3.625% plus inflation.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Bob. I'm sitting here on a rocking chair overlooking Castle Rock Lake here in Wisconsin. And thanks a lot.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. This is America's Money Program, and we are here talking investments and money each and every weekend, and we thank you for the company. And this is America's Money Program, Money Talk.